Hello all, my name is Savannah Stone and I own Versatile Solutions, a business operation and process management company focused on businesses that are having difficulty with scaling and maintaining. Within each episode, I will discuss different aspects that many business owners struggle with and hopefully give you the support you need to grow. There's a lot of business behind small business, so let's get to it. Business cards. An essential part of doing business, right? You go to a function, you hand out your business card, you collect everyone else's business card, and when you get home, you have a pocket full of strangers and don't know what you're going to do with them. Most often, people collect them as though they're trading cards, and they pile up and pile up until you've no idea what to do anymore. Why do we collect business cards? Let's start there. What's the end result? We're not all a culture of professionals who hoard cards, are we? No, we think we're being polite and taking a card as a way of connecting or maybe disconnecting, and then we've no clue what to do now. Good thing I do. Side note, you have to prepare yourself before you go to the event. Know that you're going to have to carve out some time in the morning, the day after the event, to send follow-up emails to those you met that you want to continue a conversation with. Okay, it's the next day. You have a stack of business cards. It's time to divide and conquer. Put your cards into three piles. Pile one, the important pile. These are the people you want to follow up with right away. If they made an impression on you that you feel important, these need to be done before noon the following day while you're still fresh in their mind. Pile two, the not so important pile. Maybe these are people you can't exactly connect with now, but they could be of use to someone you want to be useful to. For example, I don't tend to be very popular with real estate attorneys, but they often work with CPAs. And if I get a card from someone that attorney could connect with, I can refer that person to the attorney, and oftentimes, that attorney will refer someone I can work with later down the line. Pile three, the not so important at all pile. These are cards you took and later regretted. If you've no use for these cards and no one you know has use for these cards, it's better to toss them now. If you have a card scanner, use it now to get these cards digital. There are some great card scanners out there. I personally use a Neat scanner and upload into Airtable. I keep a running list and organize them by profession so that I can easily find contacts in any field. When I keep these contacts separated by industry, I can target a market for when I'm giving a presentation or leading a workshop that they could be interested in. And if there's someone I want to get into their good graces, I have a host of contacts that I can contact to see if that colleague is a good fit, and then I'll make the connection. This is important to know before referring anyone. Always contact that person first. Ask them if they would like this particular connection, and then if they say yes, make the connection. That way, they're expecting one another, you've broken the ice, and the chances it turns into something solid becomes greater than if you blindly introduce them. There are other scanning options on the scene. Some are costly, some are not, but it's good to do some research on them. There's Abby, Camcard, Wantedly, Evernote, and Full Contact, to name a few. Whatever scanner you use, it's important you do this as soon as possible so that those cards don't sit on your desk collecting dust. They're working for you. So we've determined that cards can be a great way to both garner referral connections and potential clients, but what do you do if you have a card that you can't make heads or tails from? Or even worse, what if yours is that card? I go to a lot of networking events and business events, from chapters to organizations to chambers to advisory boards, and I always see the same thing from a handful of people. Cards that are either too dark to scan or read. They don't have contact information on them, or at the least an email address. Cards that are weirdly shaped or have so much art on them, I can't even tell what the business is. Where's the name, anyway? Do yourself and your business a favor and take the time to design the right kind of business card. The feel, to me, is much further down the totem pole than the content, lest a printer have you believe otherwise. You have to have these things on your card, or yours will be the one in the garbage pile. Keep the colors to a minimum of 3. Any more than that, and it's too busy. Use a white or light-colored background to make it easy for a person to scan. Have the name of your business be the largest font, so it's clear what the business name is. Under that, your name, your position, your contact information, and maybe a quick synopsis of what your company does if the name isn't clear. For example, mine has my company name, Versatile Solutions, but the name isn't clear as to what we do. So, under my contact info, I have bookkeeping, admin, and content management services. We are your business operations management solutions. And then my tagline, let us take the stress out of your success. I also put my logo on there against a muted light blue background. Easy to scan, easy to read, tells you what we do, and how we can solve your issues. Take a look at your card to make sure yours gives all the same information too. This isn't a place where you flex your artistic muscles. You want art? Paint a wall, paint some furniture, keep your business cards professional. Another side note, a photo of yourself can be very effective. If you have a professional headshot, include that in your card, provided there's room for it, so that a person can remember who you are when they come across that card again a few months later. Some argue that business cards are becoming a thing of the past and are really an archaic way of keeping in touch, much like Facebook, and say that taking down information directly into your phone is the wave of the future. I'm sure that works for some people, and if that's something you would prefer, you have my blessing. But for me, I don't like numbers in my phone that belong to people I don't personally know. It already takes me forever to sift through contacts. I don't need to add others that I may or may not speak to again. If this is common in the area you live in, then by all means, go ahead. But for me, I think the business card is still a very effective way of sharing contact information, which can then get scanned, thrown the card away after that. My last side note, I've certainly fallen into the trap of taking everyone's business cards out of politeness and ended up with hundreds of cards. I now only take the cards of those persons I want to connect with. I've been to a few events over the past few months, and from each, I brought back less than 5 cards. On the flip side of that, you don't have to give your card to every person you meet. A good rule of thumb is that if you meet someone and politely separate ways, you don't have to give them a card. If you shook hands, you can give them a business card. With every podcast, I will summarize the highlights of what you should take away each time. This will help you remember and retain the information I share, and hopefully, you'll be able to easily reach into your memory for these points when the opportunity presents itself. In saying that, remember to only take the cards of those that you want. If you're feeling awfully nice and take more cards than you need, put them into 3 piles: important, not so important, and trash. Contact those important ones by noon the next business day. Enter all of your cards into a spreadsheet by scanning with your choice of platform. Put these cards into industry categories and make sure you have their name, phone, and email listed. Make sure your card is easy to scan, makes sense, and in some ways stands out. Don't get too creative, but you do want to make them impressionable. If you have a tagline, use it. Or if you have a short descriptor of what your company does, if your name doesn't already convey that, include it. If you have a professional headshot, put that in too. Make you and your business and your card memorable. Lastly, when you're at these events, only give your card to those you shook hands with or whom you really want to connect with. If you're throwing away cards, others are throwing away yours too. Be mindful. Networking is essential to a small business, especially when you're just starting out. Business cards help build a ladder you're hoping to climb to that mountain of success. Relationships are a part of that climb, and know when a card you've gotten may not be important to you, but may be to someone you want as a referral partner. All businesses start with an exchange of a card, so be conscious of how you want that card to work for you. I hope you enjoyed this stepping stone. Please visit my website to learn more about Versatile Solutions, www.versatilesolutions.com. Please subscribe for more podcasts on the business behind small business and find me on Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram. Happy card collecting!